All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Bravado Babes.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's good to see y'all here.
I was about to say, it's good to see you, too.
No. No, I wasn't about to say that, but it is good to see you. I'm glad you're alive and well.
Whew, right. Shit.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. What did I do this weekend? Oh, girl. Every day. Did you see that meme with Spider-Man pointing?
Yeah,
Monday, Tuesday. So this weekend, Saturday, did a little work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were there. We went al fresco dining.
Yeah.
We went al fresco dining. We were talking about al fresco dining on our mid-month check-in, on our Patreon check-in.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't a fan of that. We went to Gracias Madre in West Hollywood, which is one of our fave restaurants, or was. But now with COVID, they decided to change their chef.
Which a lot of people are changing their menus.
And the thing is, I don't mind if the menu is changed if it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go to Gracias Madre for trash. And yeah. I was not a fan of the new menu selections.
Same.
So
I'm like, okay, I'll go with the Dos Bowl. I wasn't expecting that. Usually their food is really, really good. But
yeah,
number one, usually I get the elotes corn on a stick. So when it came
like
in a bowl.
Like the street corn type vibe.
Yeah, the street corn. So when it came in a bowl, I was like, Shooking. What is this? The corn chowder. I'm like, why are you?
It was like a corn. Yeah, it was like a corn chowder.
It was like it had the crema. It had some chili on there, which was okay. But I'm like, the flip and tumble. Y'all don't got to flip and tumble the street corn. Leave as is. Which you can get street corn in a cup. They do it like that where they cut the kernels off and then put all the toppings on top. But it just tastes more authentic. And that wasn't my fancy.
Well, yeah.
It was sent back.
Did the dining al fresco thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I wasn't really a fan of the dining al fresco, but it was nice to be out on a Saturday night.
Although.
Not in the house.
I will say, slight paranoia. Paranoia. Can't really fully relax.
No, you can't.
I was like, let me leave my mask on until my food come. Even though everybody's sitting outside and
everyone's outside. That's the only way we can dine out here.
No, I wasn't about to say that.
Oh.
I was saying majority of everybody had their mask off.
Except for the servers.
So I was kind of like, my food ain't here. I'm going to leave my mask on.
Yeah.
Until mask on. Fucking mask
on. Especially with the California numbers.
I was like, yeah, I'm good.
They're at an all-time high.
So a little paranoid when eating outside. And then we did the same thing the second day on Sunday.
We did.
We went and had burgers.
We did.
Went to a little.
Another dining al fresco. And this time it was hella flies all over the place. I'm like, okay, this dining al fresco is not hitting.
No, it's not.
Ugh. I'm dining al fresco again this weekend.
Oh.
So.
I thought this was some shit I didn't know about. You see my face? I'm like, oh.
You swear I just keep all the secrets. You be wanting me to keep all the secrets.
You hella do.
I'm dining al fresco.
Secrets.
I'm dining al fresco again this weekend, so we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. That experience goes.
Hopefully it's nice and warm.
Yeah, it's gonna be in Malibu.
Cause it was it cold this? It was cold.
Oh, you know it's gonna be hot this weekend, and we're gonna be in Malibu, so you know that's one of my favorite one of my favorite places.
In the boo.
Yeah.
Imagine when you're in the boo with a boo.
Girl.
And that's the caption.
Me and my boo.
In the boo with my boo.
Me and my boo boo. So, yeah, how was your weekend?
Identical.
Okay.
Identical.
So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, this segment of our show is where we dish a little tea about pop culture, just a little bit. You know, we like to stay abreast and share our little opinions. So, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Broke her silence. Why do they say that?
That breaks your silence. Yeah, because you're silent and then you break it. You start to talk. You open up.
Yeah, so there were rumors circulating. Well, not even rumors now. It's been confirmed. But initially.
Who confirmed it?
Megan.
She didn't say Tori shot me. She said I was shot.
No, I was just going to say that she's been shot, not who shot
her. Oh, yeah, in both her feet.
She was shot in both of her feet. And
I said, Lord Jesus.
She didn't say who shot her.
Although at the end of the little live that she did, she said, this is why I gotta stop fucking with you niggas. She was like, but she kind of stopped. She was like, this is why I need to stop fucking with everybody.
Oh.
I'm like, he shot you, girl. Just come out and say it.
And my thing, I'm trying to figure out why he shot her. So the rumors were going around saying that. This is one thing that I heard. I'm not, you know, I'm taking it at face value.
Yeah, but grain of salt.
Supposedly, Tori was flirting with Kylie.
Okay.
And Megan put hands on him, which resulted in him shooting her in the feet.
Well, she said nobody put hold on, my sister. There you go. She said she didn't put her hands on anybody.
Oh, okay. So that was a false.
Yeah, she was like, I didn't put my hands on nobody. And nothing that I did like was worth me being shot.
Her being shot. Of course.
I didn't deserve to be shot.
Yeah.
So
she was like, you know, I just have to stop being nice to people and mm-hmm. stop spreading out, giving out all of my energy.
And that's what she said. She said, I thought that I was ready to give somebody my energy and have them give me good energy back.
And that was not what
relationship
happened.
Vibes.
Right.
Kylie ain't shoot her.
No. I'm not Kylie.
No, I know, but I'm just saying those were the only three people. They were together. It was the three of them that night.
Only them three?
I mean, if somebody else was there.
The producer.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it was like we seen Megan and Kylie in the pool together. Tori was behind them.
Okay. And see, I had missed all this tea.
Yeah, she said, don't wet my phone, Tori, or whatever she said. Mm. And then, nigga, 2-3 hours later.
Now, how old is Mr. Tory Lanez? I know Meg is a hot 25. How old is his ass? He has a birthday today.
I know. And I said, take him down. We don't give a fuck. Let me do my Googles really quickly. Hold on.
Well, you know, while you're looking up his date of birth, his DOB,
mm-hmm.
Drea
Mm-mm-mm.
was on a podcast and they were talking about the incident of Megan getting shot. This is before she broke her silence.
Tory is 28.
Oh, wow. Really? He mm-hmm. lying about his age. These music niggas be lying about the age. He's probably 48.
What?
He is not no 28.
I know. They be hella lying.
They lie. They lie on purpose. Anyway.
So
they can appear. Because yeah. They act young.
Well, he says he's 28 is what the footage is saying.
I'll give him a 32.
The wiki page.
Yeah. So Drea was on a podcast and they were talking about the Megan shooting incident. And Drea was like, well, what I think is that. It was like a Whitney and Bobby love. And I want a nigga to be in love with me like that. I want a nigga to be so in love with me that he shoots me.
In the foot. Like, girl, what?
Drea, why?
She was like, yeah, be crazy about me. And then even Megan was like,
she said, some of you dumb bitches. Bitch.
But then on the live today, she was like, you bitches who don't know what you're talking about, that we already know you dumb. And then you just keep. What'd she say? She was like, we know you're dumb, and then you just keep doing dumb shit.
To further prove that you're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, to affirm that you're dumb.
She was like, all my fake ass friends making up stories. I'm like, oh, Lord.
And then she were like, the men joking. 50 Cent came and apologized because he was joking. Talking about, I'm sorry, Meg. At first, I thought it was.
She unfollowed Drea, too.
Oh, she was following Drea?
Yeah, they were cool, you know.
Oh, I didn't know they were cool.
Industry homegirls.
Oh, okay.
I said,
You know, Megan, this is sick that it happened like this, but I think that this was a wake-up call for Megan, like, just like what she said. You got to be selective with these motherfuckers. And these industry people are kind of weirdos. You know what I'm saying? Hello. I would definitely be having my already standard homegirls and close friends with me. Like, you guys were famous now. Come on with me to tour.
I know, but it's almost inevitable to not, like, link up and click up with
definitely
these
link up for people. Sure, but you still got to be selective with who you link up with.
I know. I'm pretty sure she thought that.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
She knows
Tori
now.
Was a good guy. Because I remember I kept saying, I said, I think they might be together.
Yeah, you were saying
I'd be spot on with my investigation,
but
y'all.
A lot of people were saying that.
Well, damn, don't diminish my shit.
I'm just saying, like, you weren't the only one.
You
weren't the only one.
You further diminished.
Who bought that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I was getting romantic vibes.
Well, that's dead it. So what else is happening? Did you watch the verses with Snoop Dogg and DMX?
I didn't, and my plan is to go back and watch it.
I only watched a little bit of it because I was in the middle of doing something, But it was like good energy. The part that I did see was really good. Like, I love Snoop, Uncle Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
DMX, you know, he has some hits too. But the energy was good. They do the new format where they're in the same building.
Yeah, same building.
And
they're kind of performing the song. So.
They perform, yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
So now the tea on the verses is like, who's up next? And there's been talk about Bow Wow and Usher. Or wasn't it Chris Brown and
Chris
Usher?
Chris Brown and Usher.
And they've been trying to see who Bow Wow can do, but Bow Wow's been like, no, I'm not doing it because he would have only wanted to do Fab. And I'm like, nigga, what?
That's not even a matchup.
And then somebody said, no, you and Soulja Boy. And he's like, no. He was like, I can't be with him. We're going to crank that in one song, and then I'm going to have you crying over your ex in another. He was like, it's an emotional roller coaster.
First of all, Bow Wow, like, his like stuff wasn't really, like, he just has some tears.
Heartbreakers.
Remember that one song? You're my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It was the summer, 2001.
Now, that one was kind of intense.
Yeah, I know.
That was about domestic violence. When we first met. Yeah.
You was broke down, crying a mess. So but I interfered. I asked, what's the reason for tears?
Yeah.
It
was about, and even the video, everybody has
girl,
a BB song.
Girl, I understand you're loyal to your man, and that's all right. That was with Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
But that don't change the fact that you're fine and you stay crying every night. That one had a little bit of death. But other than that, Bow Wow, like, you were giving us Ghetto Girl.
I mean, no, but that was when he was a young top. Come on, because he did Girlfriend.
Yeah, and then when him and Omarion did that Face Off
he did
project.
Not my boo, what's the
song?
Let
me hold you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen his little?
Yeah. Let me hold. He did the song with Sierra, too.
Oh.
I Like You, or how'd it go?
I ain't never had nobody show me all the things that you don't show me, and that's not showing me. Sierra has definitely
I really thought that
up.
I was that bitch when I could say that whole thing without taking a breath. And I believe it.
Bow Wow was like, you know, he's not here for it.
Yeah, he wanted to do.
They were
only
like, he could go against Omarion too.
No, they said that him and Omarion could go against another rap R&B duo who have songs together. Not them go against each
other.
Now,
who would that be?
And that's why he said, he was like, now that'd be different. I'm like, y'all ain't got that many songs.
Y'all don't got that many songs.
Like,
it'll be 5 songs. Wrap it up.
Period.
Well, Chris Brown and Usher have become quite the thing.
Quite the entanglement.
Chris Brown is basically like the only person he's competing against is himself,
mm-hmm.
the man in the mirror.
Yes.
I don't know if Usher said anything. Has Usher said anything? Has he broken his silence?
No. I think Usher would be down for it, though.
Who do you think will win?
Chris. Bag it up and dump it.
Who you think?
I was too fast with that.
You think Chris?
I don't know. They're so good. I love Usher. And I love Chris Brown's music. I honestly do. It would be
a great
mashup. It would be equivalent to the T-Pain and Lil Jon.
It would be really like hit for hit.
That's how T-Pain and Lil Jon was.
Yeah.
They had the best verses to me. Outside of the energy of the Erica and Jill Scott, musicality-wise,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking that. That was my favorite verses.
I've had a handful of faves now.
Which ones?
Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond.
Oh, yeah.
Erykah Badu and Jill Scott.
But music wise, which one are you going? Music wise, vibe
wise.
Oh,
music vibe. I like the John Tang and Neo.
Oh,
that was great.
Yeah,
music.
I've seen that one.
I'm an R&B lover.
I know.
But anyways, this one would probably be
take the cake.
Top 5, top
chef's
2, and it's
kiss.
Not 2.
Yeah, chef's kiss. Please, Chris, agree.
But Chris Brown is acting like he's not for it. Talking about he's not for it, and he's busy doing nothing.
He said he has 20 hits on features alone. He was like, it would be too hard. It would be hard for him to choose. Come on now.
I know it would be hard for him to choose.
Only person who could really go against Chris Brown.
But Usher has bangers, and he has features too.
Oh, I love Usher.
And Usher, people
Drake.
Are like, what does Usher have that's better than Confessions, other than Confessions? I'm like, a lot. The 8701.
Banger. I'm listening to that. Twerk it out. It'll be just me on you.
Anyways, and outside of that, that one song.
From 11 till 6.
Going nowhere fast.
What
was the other one?
It was Climax. Moving Mountains.
No.
It was
another one. Not Moving Mountains.
It was called Moving Mountains.
No, it was something else. It was a song, not Moving Mountains, though. And it wasn't Climax, but it was like on that album. Anyways.
Oh, Now we gonna do this thing a little different.
No.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I can't think of it. That was my shit too. You gonna come, but anyways, over. I think that would be a great versus. Another one that they're saying is Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
I'm taking Ashanti all day. I'm taking Ashanti all day. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm
trying to stay loyal to the town.
Come on,
but
now.
No, Ashanti probably would win.
Ashanti all day. Ashanti, I'm taking Ashanti.
Oh, baby.
I mean, all the albums weren't good, but she had a banger from each album.
How many albums did she have?
I think like 3 or 4.
I mean, Keisha Cole did too.
Keisha Cole only had like 2 or 3 albums. And there wasn't like...
That first album and the second
one? Of course. I don't love you.
Yeah, man. And the other one with the second album.
Keisha Cole was like...
Reality is taking control of me.
Keisha Cole is like a mini Mary.
I know,
like she's baby. She's one of those artists who always talks about heartbreak.
Yeah. I mean, the bitch has been through a lot.
I know, but those...
You saw she broke up with the baby daddy, her and Nico.
The young guy?
Yeah. That probably needed to end. Well, they, and now well, you got his seed. They unfollowed each other on
and
social.
And now the seed has been brought into the world.
The seed's
it's
here.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. See, that's why you got to take it slow. And take it easy.
Yeah.
You be ready to have these niggas kids and then be unfollowing
and pushing
them.
On this baby till he buy the rock.
Period, okay?
Yeah.
Speaking of rock, Nikki is having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, I've been mom.
She's been wanting to have that baby, too. So.
She has.
Good for her. She hopefully said, that'll calm her ass
she down. Said preggers. Hand on belly, preggers.
This is exposed belly for me.
She said preggers.
Yeah. But there was already speculation about her being pregnant, so.
We knew it. Everybody's getting pregnant in the quarantine. Quarantine, quarantine.
The quarantine babies are definitely popping up. We're about to see hella quarantine.
What were they called?
Quarantines?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Corn seeds?
No. It was, I forgot. Like
quarantines?
Quarantines.
It was quarantines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There they are. The quarantines are going to be popping up.
They are.
Imagine that.
I don't want to. At this point, because it would probably be from a one-night stand.
Ooh. Freaky deaky. Freaky deaky.
I'm just saying. Okay, any other tea?
I think that's good. We went off on a little tangent.
Well, what we're not going to go off on a tangent on is about the ratings and the reviews. Mm-hmm. So those are very important for this show. If you've been listening, you already know, but we're going to remind you.
Period.
Leave a rating and a review. It helps the show dramatically.
Do your part.
It helps us on the charts. It helps more women find us. It just helps our show continue to grow.
This is our ecosystem, y'all.
Yeah, it is.
The more you spread the word, the more you share, the more you tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl, the more you put your faves onto your faves.
Yes.
Okay? Then we can do some shit.
The more you show your support for the show.
Yeah, and make sure you follow us on Instagram.
And if you're new here and you liking what you see or hear, leave your review.
Everything that's on that's on me.
Okay, so this week, our review of the week comes from D-Tune. She says, doing my part.
And that's what we like to see.
Your part being done.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ladies. I'm a proud Bravado Babe and Patreon member.
Welcome.
Every week I listen to you guys tell us to leave a rating and review. And each week I sit in my car with a stank face like, do y'all part, leave a review, until I realized I haven't left one. Now, which one of y'all can relate to this?
This is the real man in the mirror.
She says, the pot.
Be the change you want to see.
The pot calling the kettle black. I absolutely love your podcast and what you all bring to women of color. From the musical references from Germany to the rock check yourself moments with Britney, you both represent the image of black women the media won't portray.
Mm.
Oh, they will soon. And if you haven't subscribed to Patreon, get over there. It's lit.
Thanks, boo-boo.
Thank you, Dee.
We appreciate you.
Dee, we appreciate you.
Yes.
What else we got popping?
Last week's? No. Let me back
you
it
need
up
to
and dump
slow
it.
Down.
I need to refresh myself.
Bobby Valentino.
Slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
The butterfly tattoo.
Huh?
That's what I said.
What's the butterfly tattoo?
That's how it starts. I saw you walking down on Melrose. Your belly button's pierced to just.
So
like,
where's the butterfly?
Maybe he didn't say it.
No.
I was blown away by
he did not say nothing about no butterfly tattoo.
He didn't.
He didn't.
But said, in the video, she had, in the video, I'm going to watch it.
She had the back one?
I think she did.
Oh, okay.
Infamous, the tramp stamp.
Yeah.
So, Patreon. She mentioned Patreon, and if you don't know what Patreon is, let me let you know.
Let them know.
Patreon is a platform that creatives like us are using to garner more support from their community. This is a monetary journey. For your coins, we give you bonus content, extra episodes.
Yes.
We have a book club that's going on right now. We're reading All About Love by Bell Hooks. Really good. We're going to do a couple of Zoom meetings to discuss the book. Journal prompts are over there. Our playlist, our August playlist is about to be up and it's about to be lit.
Yeah, the July one was hella lit.
Yeah. So if you yearn, dang, I had a song right there.
If you yearn to learn more about us, because we honestly do tell more business. This week, we got a little transparent about current dating experiences, about sadness.
Yeah.
We just talk a little more freely over there, to be quite honest.
Because we don't know who be listening to this shit, honestly, truly. This just goes out to the world.
Yeah, we can't really keep tabs.
And our ex-niggas might be listening.
Yeah. I've been received text messages, phone calls, post-episode, and I'm like, I got to take my talent somewhere else, motherfucker.
So join us over on Patreon if you're looking for a little more close-knit community with your homegirls.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to shout out our patron this week.
Okay, our patron. Yeah, our patron.
Our patron. Okay, where y'all at? Get over there.
Our patron. It's the patron for me.
Our patron. Okay.
So, our special patron for the week is Shanitra.
Hey, Shanitra.
Shout
welcome.
Out to you. We appreciate you.
The solo pledge.
Yes. Yes.
The real solo pledge.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, last week.
Now, last week, episode 151. So part two of our You versus You series was all about our mindset. In last week's episode, we discussed the differences between having a fixed mindset and having a growth mindset. We explained the importance and value of having a growth mindset and also realized that it's okay if you identify with having both, like I do.
Yes. That was a good episode. We had some breakthroughs during our conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, take a chance. Go back if you haven't listened to it and let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we are continuing our You versus You series with part three.
Yes.
And we are going to be talking about trusting yourself.
Your damn self.
So first of all, trusting yourself is important because it builds up your confidence and it makes it easier for you to make decisions and feel content with what you've decided upon.
Yeah.
Do you trust yourself?
Not all the time.
Me either, bitch. I'm glad we're being honest here because I do not be trusting myself.
Safe space.
Like lately, I've realized it. I don't know if it's the quarantine. I don't know if it's life. I don't know what the fuck it is. But, you know, I think I've said on the show before that I've had trust issues. And I've always kind of related that to having trust issues with other people. But the real issue and the reason why I probably have trust issues with other people is because I don't trust my damn self. How can you trust other people if you don't trust yourself?
And I feel like it's completely opposite for me. Okay. I feel like I'm much more trusting of people than I am necessarily. I think I really
push through.
Shut up.
Push through.
Shut up. I don't know if it's it's for sure my decision-making process.
Okay.
Like, I feel like other people are just more decisive. Maybe that's their talent or maybe that's what they're good at or they're stronger at as being, like, assertive and understanding what they want to do and what they want to say. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. So I trust that they're doing it right. Mm-hmm. And for me, I always go back and forth, like, I'm just indecisive. That's just
teeter-totter.
Yeah, that's just my nature, which makes me feel like I don't trust myself.
Got you.
But I be trusting other motherfuckers.
You're very open to trusting other people.
I am.
Like the trust fall.
Yeah.
While I'm looking back at it. Like, are you sure your hands are fucking out? Because if I fall back and you don't catch me.
You know what? I trust a person until they give me reason to like not trust them. And I feel like it's the opposite for you.
Yeah.
You ain't trusting them until they give you reason to trust them.
Yeah, I'm kind of skeptical, and that can be to a fault. Like, some skepticism is definitely necessary because everyone's not trustworthy.
No,
like,
no,
you know
no.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're bad people in
but
the world.
At the same time, it can be hindering me from
growth.
From growth.
Kelly.
From, like, getting something that I deserve or want. if I'm always so skeptical, because it creates like a block. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I need to start trusting myself more so that I can open up and trust other people and receive abundantly what I desire.
Come on. Abundance. And you know, it's just good to remind ourselves, and for ourselves and for y'all, that you don't have to trust yourself all at once, or even at all, right? Maybe you just realize, like, I don't really trust myself. It's okay if you're starting from that point. It's something that we can all work on, and we gradually get better at. So it's
which
it's
is
a practice.
What we want to do.
It's an everyday practice. It's like your meditation. It's like your morning routine. It's like your wellness routine. You get better at it. The more you do it, the you know, the better you are.
Hey, y'all. So we know technology has improved just about everything. Phones, cars, shopping. Yet, mattresses have more or less been the same since the invention of sleep. But we deserve better. And finally, the mattress has evolved, thanks to Purple. The secret to Purple is the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. Purple is for everybody, no matter how you sleep. Purple is designed with over 2,800 open air channels and naturally temperature neutral gel. You'll never sleep too hot or too cold. And me, I run hot, so this is perfect. The Purple mattress is soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and comfortably cool all over. It's truly a mattress that does it all. What I love about Purple's unique grid technology is that it feels like it's the perfect mixture of sugar and spice. With a lot of mattresses, you know, like they become sunken in because you're too heavy and you sleep in that same spot. And then there's some that are super hard where it feels like you're sleeping on the street.
Yeah.
So Purple got it right when they mixed the perfect two.
You can count on resting easy night after night, year after year, because the ultra durable Purple Grid won't sink or lose shape. Purple is so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping and returns and a risk-free 100-night trial. Experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/bravado and use promo code bravado for a limited time, and you'll receive $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/bravado. Use promo code bravado for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product.
They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Yeah, so a way that I know that, like, I have problems trusting myself or that I have trust issues is because I'm always, like, suspicious about people's motives, low-key.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, and this is sick. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you want? Like, what's the underlying motive? Are you being genuine? Are you being honest? Or do you want something?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like that about myself.
It's okay. You are very
But that is really
though.
How I be feeling. I'm like, it's kind of like the one night open.
Yeah.
And I mean, this stems from somewhere for sure. Because when we're kids, like, we're naturally trustworthy. You know?
Yeah, we're trusting.
We don't have a reason not to be. If you're being cared for and provided for, usually you're trusting, but life experiences come. Sometimes your parents fail you, and that caused you to not be able to trust yourself or other people.
Yeah.
Your peers, relationships.
All type of things. All of it plays a part in your experience and how you perceive the world, how you respond to people, to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like sometimes it's hard for me to share my true feelings.
It is.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, actually, let me just be quiet. And honestly, it's not be quiet.
You sometimes. If
sometimes I have to quiet myself to be able to speak.
Explain.
You know, when I'm like, okay, I have to like prepare and make a space for me to be like,
I think
I'm about to say what I want to say.
Sometimes a vulnerability has to be pulled out of you. It's not something that you just do automatically all the time. It's like it has to be pulled out of you. Like
the tooth extraction.
Elaborate, say more.
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand. And then even then you're kind of apprehensive and you're like.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay. And then I have to like hold on to my heart, open my throat chakra, do all of this shit. And then I'm like, okay, I'm about to say what I want to say.
I'm like
it's
that
always
too.
Always dramatic.
I'm like that too. Unless it's like, well, I'm like that. I'm not the person who will share my true feelings like with people that I'm not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. if I'm comfortable with you, I
you
will.
You could get in the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll share my true feelings for sure.
True feelings is so funny. What are your true
I'll
feelings?
I'll share my true feelings. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not comfortable with you, then I'm not the one. You know how sometimes people just like, I'm sure you met somebody like you, this is your first time meeting them and they tell you their whole life story.
Of course.
I would never do that.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
No, you're definitely the observer.
Hell yeah.
And then you decide what you want to share.
Yeah, like I'll keep your life story sacred, but you ain't about to get mine.
And run off on the plug.
Yeah, because I'm like, damn, now they know something about me.
And that's how I always feel.
And that's,
I'm so particular. I'll be chatty with you and I'll create an open and warm space.
Right.
But I'm always like, you ain't about to run off and know my tea. Get back over here with my tea.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Another way that I know that I have trust issues is because sometimes I assume that people have the worst intentions.
The bad intention.
Uh-huh. I'm like, until you, like, it's like a kind of, you have to prove to me that you don't have bad intentions. Like, you need to prove over and over and over that the intentions are good. And then even sometimes, if, like, say they have three good intentions and one bad one, I'm like, see, I fucking knew.
Yeah.
I knew you were trying to cover up the fact that you had bad intentions with the one good one.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Like, that's not even being relaxed. That's the thing. Maybe that's why I'm uptight sometimes, because I can't relax because I'm waiting for
the other shoe to drop.
Like, see, I was waiting on your bad intention to come out instead of just expecting good intentions to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone does have bad intentions, it's like, okay, well, the motherfucker had bad intentions, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that everyone has bad intentions. It's just that this person happened to have them.
I think that's how I move through life, like, for the most part. Like, I'm usually open and welcoming to most experiences and most things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Not that then, and it's always pretty intentional, but I'm not as guarded, or I'm not guarded for the mm-hmm. most part. And I'm like, all right, let me see what you say you cool. Let me see what you're talking about. And then I just let it ride. And if it's good, it's good. And if it's not, I'm like, he's a bitch.
Right.
That's usually how I wrap it up and how I feel okay with the decision. That nigga was a bitch. Or I'll just be like, he didn't deserve a bad bitch. You know, that's usually my, what I say. Not that it's always about these niggas either.
No,
but like,
it's
I'll
not.
Just be like, okay, sarah, sarah.
I mean, I'll say that too, but I'll wrap it up with, I knew he didn't deserve a bad bitch.
That's what I say. He didn't deserve. Or I'll be like, yeah, he didn't deserve you. We'll try to.
We always. Did you see that?
I seen it. The therapist.
The therapist. I'm after the therapist. Breakup. I feel like I'm a little bit of everything. I can be a combination.
I'm everything but the hustler.
Oh, the hustler.
I'm not a like, girl, use this time to level
up.
Oh,
I would
get,
say that.
I wouldn't. I would be like, you are. You know, I'm like a therapist and a complimenter. You are too good for him. You are so good. You know what? You are worthy of more. I'm.
Yeah,
one of
I'm
those.
Definitely a complimenter therapist.
I'm a complimenter therapist, and I'm not going to be the one that's like,
hustler.
Bitch, I didn't like him anyway.
I would never say that.
I'm not her.
I would never say that.
I am absolutely not her, because if he comes back,
and
I don't want to
like
be,
him.
Period. I like whatever you like, bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a big part of trusting myself, and maybe you might feel this too, like I said, is doubting your own decisions or maybe capabilities. There are a lot of things that I feel like I could do, but for whatever reason, well, I said it last week, I'm lazy and have a fixed mindset.
Right.
I don't always feel comfortable with going forth with doing or trying things, you know? And I think it's because, like, sometimes I just doubt my capability.
Yeah, or someone like, yeah, that looks like if you have all these ideas, all these things you want to accomplish, but you never fully trust yourself to start.
Yeah.
You know, so these ideas
Ooh,
are just
a combo, lazy and not trustworthy.
Yeah, these not ideas trusting. Are just sitting in your head, and you're looking at everybody else like, oh, they're doing it. But for some reason, you don't trust yourself to be able to get out there and do it too.
And execute it.
Exactly. And the only thing that they're doing that's different than you is doing it.
Mm-hmm. T.
Self-sabotage at its finest.
Yeah, this is what
And this is why
like.
We really have to learn to trust ourselves, because it seems really small or minute, but it can really affect our livelihood, like mm-hmm. just simply not trusting yourself.
Yeah. And it manifests in different ways.
It does.
You know, how are you blocking your own opportunities?
It manifests with business,
relationships, personal, work,
friendships.
Yeah, all type of ways.
All types of ways. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about ways that we can build
our trust,
our self-trust.
Yes.
One way that you can build your self-trust is to honor your emotions.
Second thing.
Instead of, and I've been guilty of this, like, trying to glaze past emotions or not fully sit in emotions
mm-hmm.
and just try to get over it. Sometimes you just have to sit in it and accept it for what it is and just go through it. And it's not going to be a fast process. It's going to take time. But if you just try to disregard it and not fully honor those emotions, you do it yourself a disservice, and you never really get down to the core of it. And then you wonder why you can't evolve and improve.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just have to sit in the shit, feel the shit, and heal the shit.
Come on, shitty shit.
Sit, feel, heal.
Okay, and that's it. That's that on that. Another way that we build our self-trust is to honor the commitments that we make to ourselves.
This is important.
Honor, you know, the way you show up for everybody else, you need to show up for yourself. And if that looks like, hey, I committed to learning how to work a fucking camera.
Yes.
this is me. I'm talking about myself.
Self.
Then, you know, do it. Show up.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be anything super major. It can be something like I'm committing to
my morning routine.
My morning routine, making myself breakfast every morning because
waking
that's
up
how,
on time.
Exactly. That's how you learn to build up your trust muscle, because it's like, I know that I can show up for myself in this small way, and eventually I'll be able to show up for myself in bigger ways.
And when it's time to make some larger decisions, then you'll be, you know, you'll feel good about it because you've already started trusting yourself and showing up for yourself.
Yes. And if you trust yourself to show up for yourself, then you'll be having the same expectation for other people.
Come
like,
on.
If I've attracted you and I'm showing up for myself and honoring the commitments for myself, then you got
to
do
the same motherfucking thing.
Otherwise, you cannot be here.
We can't accept less than best.
Honoring commitments also looks like setting boundaries. Sometimes you have to set boundaries. Not sometimes. A lot of the time, you have to set boundaries to build self-trust, because
motherfuckers will take advantage.
All over you.
Yeah.
And you'll feel like you don't have control. If people can just pop up and do whatever they want, people can wreak havoc on your peace of mind, or people just don't have the basic respect for things that make you feel comfortable, then you have to set the boundaries.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel confident and trustworthy in yourself. Like, yes,
I'm doing
honored
the right,
myself.
Yeah, I'm doing the right thing for myself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good one.
What else? How else can we build self-trust? Another way that we can build self-trust is to think like the witness rather than a participant. So this is a really helpful tip for me, because sometimes I would advise someone to do something that seems very difficult for me. But if I put myself in their shoes and I'm like, what would I tell them to do? Why don't I just do that for myself? I was talking to Kayla today.
So hard for us to take our own advice.
For real. I was talking to Kayla today and we were talking about something from hella years ago. Oh, when I was like, she said that I told her that she should give someone a chance. And I was like, I told you to do that because I know that I wouldn't do that. And she was like, yeah, you did. And I was like, damn, why do I be telling people to do shit that I wouldn't do? But what I told her
because
was right. It was a good decision.
It's objective advice. That's the thing. Sometimes we have to try to be objective with ourselves, which is very difficult because we live in our own space. We live with ourselves and we don't have a... Sometimes we can't pull ourselves outside of ourselves, and it's always subjective. But the advice that you give to someone else is very objective.
Right.
So if you learn to take your own advice, then you know what I'm saying?
Which I've been practicing. Like when we had our conversation last week.
Yeah.
We had a moment.
Yeah, we did.
When we had our conversation last week and we were talking about doing things that don't feel normal. So doing things that don't feel normal would probably be the objective advice.
Yes.
So I've been trying to do things that don't feel normal. Not that they're unhealthy, just not normal.
Not in your normal pattern.
Exactly.
Of behavior.
Exactly.
And you've been getting different results, which are nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice to get some different results sometimes.
Right.
Another way to build trust is to remind yourself that one poor choice doesn't mean you don't know what's best for you. So just because you make one mistake doesn't mean that every choice you make will be a mistake, right? And in addition to this, we have to be kind to ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to be mindful of what our self-talk sounds like. Your roommate. If you read, what was that book that we read?
The Untethered Soul.
Untethered Soul, Journey to Yourself, okay?
By Michael Singer.
If you read that, then you understand what we say when we mean your roommate, the person who's inside your head. So do you speak to yourself lovingly or mean? Are you overly critical or accepting when you make a mistake? And essentially practicing unconditional self-love is practicing unconditional self-trust. And when we have self-trust and self-love, baby, we're unstoppable. They go hand in hand, cue the DJ quick.
Yeah, we end up letting one mistake run our lives. Like, I wasn't good in relationships, so I'm just not good in relationships. My last relationship has failed. Relationship failed. I'm just not a relationship person. Like, actually, no, that just wasn't the relationship for you. It ended for whatever reason it ended, and now you move on. You know, one common sign that I saw of not being able to trust yourself that I have resonated with: stay in the situations longer than you need to stay in them. Don't serve you.
Because you're so comfortable and you don't trust that something else is going to come and that you can find better and do better.
Exactly.
So you stay stagnant.
And I'm like, I've definitely stayed in situations past their expiration date, which has affected me even after leaving the situation, because it's like, bitch, are you really able or capable of making the right decisions?
Right, when it comes to these niggas.
Do you really have discernment?
Yes.
Can you really assess?
Yeah. And you know, even if we don't make it all relational, although we understand that a lot of our experience here as humans is closely tied to other people. And I feel like that's why there's so much, there's so much resonance when we speak, and honestly, we can identify and we find, I guess, yeah, just resonance because we understand what it's like to be fucking connected to one another. But even if you want to think on a different scale, like when it comes to work, leaving a job, applying for other jobs, if you're not comfortable in your career, making some moves and changes, finances, maybe you've made a bad financial decision in the past that's cost you whatever, your credit or, you know, whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know, and now you have to move forward and make some new changes and make some new decisions. Your one bad choice doesn't mean that all the choices will be bad. It's a learning experience, beloved.
Yes. And every day that we have here on this earth is another opportunity to just make a different choice.
That's it.
We don't have to be victims to past choices that we weren't so happy with.
And it's not even good or bad. It was just a choice.
Right.
And maybe it didn't work out the way you thought it was going to work out.
But that's life.
And so it is.
Another way to build self-trust is to be your authentic self. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is it.
This is it. Acting like a different person around other people is a sign that you don't trust yourself. The shapeshifter, flip-flopper.
That's what it is.
And people can tell. Mm-hmm. People can for sure tell.
We can feel it.
Yeah. Like, is this
you or is this somebody else?
Yeah.
Or when you're with somebody and then
they act.
When you're always with one person and then y'all get around another group and it's like, okay, you acting different.
Whenever I had friends like that back in the day, I would be like, bitch, you're sick. First of all, the baby voice change.
What?
The change. Changing into the baby voice.
You know what I seen today? I seen something like, I hate when bitches, like when they lay on their nigga and they look like a baby. I'm like, why are you all of a sudden a small child? The adolescents, like looking like the pouty lip.
Like, baby.
No, when they, that's sick.
Baby, can you give me some food?
When they go like this, like. When they're like,
you're sick.
When
you're
they
sick.
Have the, honestly,
oh, I know the pouty. I know exactly the what pouty. You're saying.
And I seen a photo of India and Sheck West. That's what made me say it because
she was looking like a baby.
Yeah, she said like it's fucked up when a nigga when you the first when
nigga's
you,
bad bitch.
Right,
when your nigga's it, first bad bitch.
And then he responded, and I seen the photo that they did the flashback, right. And she was just like looking like I'm hungry. It looked like that, and I'm like, girl. I hate that.
Childish.
The child.
It's very adolescent.
Why do you have to revert like that?
I don't know, but I know
these
back
niggas
in
ain't
the
your
day,
daddies.
Girl, back in the day, whenever a homegirl used to switch and flip flop when we got around niggas, I'm like, you're a sick bitch.
Sick bitch.
Like when we're around each other, it's one way, and then as soon as you get around, like then you start talking like crazy, like acting like you talk to me like you don't got no sense.
Never
it's showing
now,
out.
The talking like you don't have sense is disrespectful.
Oh, bitch, and that was the first and last. I said,
are you
don't
serious?
Get motherfucking slapped in front of these niggas.
Are you serious?
As a heart attack, bitches will flip flop. Don't sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
So, anyways, back to what we were saying. This is the why it's important voice. To be sure that you be your authentic self.
Authentic.
Because when you start to feel insecure about yourself when you're around other people. You have to remind yourself that it's okay to be who you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you can be. That's what I tell myself. I am who I am. Because you know what? All I can be is myself. I can't put up an act because I'm not going to be able to keep it up.
No.
And honestly, I just want you to get what you got. What I got.
Yeah.
You know?
The best.
Period.
That's it.
So, the way you can allow to be your authentic self is allow yourself to be vulnerable and uncomfortable, like we were saying, around your close friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Creating space, and also being willing to be invited into the space.
Yes.
Whatever insecurities you might feel, acknowledge them and give yourself some grace. Very important. Mm-hmm. We're human here. And if you keep doing this regularly, you will reinforce your confidence and comfortability with yourself, no matter who you're around. It's like, I am who I am.
Yeah, you learn to just be comfortable in your own skin, in your own thoughts, no matter who's there.
Yeah.
Like, damn, motherfucker.
Who I am is who I am. Like, it ain't nothing like seeing somebody on social media and it's like, that is not how the fuck you are.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've seen that before. I don't know why people do that because the funniest thing to me, like, especially when we're out together and I be observing other shit and we just be talking and laughing and I'm like, why would you flip the script on the homies who you know you And you can't even like just be funny and joking with those people that you came with because you're so busy trying to put on for these people you don't know.
Right.
Like,
you can't even have fun.
You can't even kiki and have little jokes.
Right.
Little inside jokes. I'm like, yeah. Okay, y'all are doing the most.
Be true.
Doing a lot with a little.
Very.
So, next, this is a big one. And when we were doing our little research and I stumbled upon this one, I'm like, this is a great gem. So it's great for us to share it. Be reasonable when you're setting your goals. Right? Because oftentimes we're extremely ambitious when setting goals.
Yeah.
We aim high, which can be great because we're motivated to get the things that we want and the things that we desire. So if that looks like, girl, I'm about to get me a new job and a bitch about to be making $100,000 a year.
Right.
Right. And I'm coming from a job where I'm making maybe 40 or 50.
Okay.
Then maybe that's a great goal to have, right? But maybe my next job doesn't look like 100K.
Maybe it looks like 60.
Right. 60 to 80 on a good stretch, right? Yeah. Or I'm about to go and I'm getting in the gym. I'm building my body. I'm going 7 days a week. I'm going hard.
Okay, yeah, I've been victim to that.
I'm going hard. And then what do?
We go hard for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and then you're back.
And then the body's not built. Nothing. And then the body's not built. And
you're disappointed.
Saying next summer. Yeah. Exactly. And
it's just hella ambitious. Cue the Wale.
Cue it. Yeah. So the thing is, while we're setting these ambitious goals, when we don't reach them, then we experience failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and failing too frequently puts a damper on our ability to trust ourselves.
For real.
Because it's like, I told myself I could go to the gym 7 days a week. I'm only going one. Like, now I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. I'm not showing up for myself. I'm not honoring myself, my commitments. I feel terribly. Now I'm looking at the body that I had last year, saying that the body was going to be different this year.
And it's
like,
not.
You can't even trust yourself to go to the gym and honor, you know, to really set the goals and meet the goals.
How about if you're ambitious when you say that everybody you meet is your husband?
Hey, that's me. I'm just kidding.
And like, maybe that's not your husband. Maybe that's just an experience you're supposed to have. And
perhaps,
as soon as you met this person, you like stamped, this is my husband, which completely changes the way you like interact.
Experience. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the experience.
And then you feel like you can't date healthily.
Right. Or you feel like,
because you keep,
I missed failing out on my husband. Like, maybe that wasn't your husband. Like, maybe it's okay if you can just let that go and move on.
Yeah. But I do be feeling these niggas. So instead of, shut up, don't say yeah. So instead of setting one really ambitious goal, allow yourself to set a bunch of tiny, smaller goals that ultimately lead to the big goal. It's pointing you in the direction of your big goal. So doing this, there's more opportunity to build confidence and bask in some feel-good wins.
Okay, this week I need to set a goal for a workout, some sort of something.
I do too. I think I'm going to buy a home-based workout plan.
So you want to go in on one?
Yeah, I do.
I was looking at the I Am Sam or something.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Sometimes I'm a little apprehensive because these bitches be buying their bodies.
I know.
And I'm like, you ain't really built that.
Exactly. I was trying to find one for someone who actually has a normal body.
Right. I'm like, I have homegrown
like
meat. Jenna is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have homegrown meat and it just needs to be sculpted. I haven't been on the table.
Ain't no way I'm buying something from a Build-A-Body bitch. You got me fucked. That's why I trust issues.
Exactly. Because you bitches on the internet.
And that's a part of not trusting yourself.
What? Building your body?
No.
Oh.
Buying that workout plan. It's not, you don't get the results that you thought you're going to get.
No, that's a part of me not trusting them. Them being fake and phony.
The non-trustworthy.
The fake and the fraud and the part-time broad.
Exactly.
Don't be doing, honestly, if you bought a body, which whatever, do whatever you want to do. Don't get on the internet and start selling
a workout plan. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
It's not
you
fair.
You know you did not work for that.
Right.
And if you bought it, fine. Like I said, I don't give a fuck one way or the other.
I don't care either, but don't lie. Don't cap.
Right.
And take our coins when I'm trying to build it from the ground.
The ground, and you got it from the table. It's not right. It's not right.
That's like me selling hair vitamins and I'm wearing a hair extension.
And never telling nobody you got a hair extension.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, now you know you're sewing in or micro-linking in an extension.
The micro-link. Do better.
That looks more natural.
We got to do better, y'all.
Lastly, stand by your decisions.
Stand by me.
10 toes down.
Period.
You learn to break your indecisiveness, period.
This is me.
So the next time you make a choice, just decide, I'm going to stick with this.
Stick with it.
And even if you make a choice that's not the best one, it's okay. Learn from that choice and decide next time I have to choose differently.
That's it.
Period. We're not beating ourselves up. Mm-mm. We're understanding that sometimes we're not may not make the best choice, but there's always opportunity to make another choice. That's what life is about. Choices.
Yep.
So.
You remember that song, that E-40 song, Choices?
Oh, yeah. Everybody got choices.
Yep.
Some. Nope. Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So, lastly, this was a great thought to wrap it up that I found in an article.
Share it.
Trusting yourself is not about never having feelings of fear or self-doubt. Rather, it's reclaiming the power that we surrender to our fears and choosing each day to show up from a place of faith rather than fear, of self-trust rather than self-doubt. Period. Instead of having these fear-based thought processes and operating like someone's about to fuck you up, why don't you think that
somebody's about to love you up?
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will probably get different results.
Yes. I'd love to see it. I'd love to hear it. Hopefully you guys love to see it and you love to hear it too. Make sure you share. Tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl.
If you are feeling it.
Yeah.
Now it is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So, you all know we dropped our Manifested Mood collection last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, last
Juneteenth,
month.
Right?
Was sure it Juneteenth? It was Juneteenth. Dang, time flies.
Maybe the week before Juneteenth.
Time flies when you're in quarantine. It was on Juneteenth.
Okay.
So we dropped our Manifested Mood collection, and some of the girlies who copped their Manifested Mood collection have already hit us up about some of their supplies running out.
Yes.
So what we decided to do was create a refill kit.
Can I get a refill?
So the gem this week is our Manifested Mood refill kit.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a candle.
Yes.
Comes with a 4-ounce can of the Manifesting Flower Blend Tea.
Yes.
And it comes with 2 sticks of Palo Santo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's available for people who want to refill or people who just want to try these delights. The candle's a banger, has a wooden wick, ambient sound,
yes,
wonderful smell. The tea is amazing, aromatic. I'm going to drop a little bit of CBD in my tea tonight.
Yes, get it cracking. Get it cracking if you like.
And then I'm going to wake up and have some more of my tea without the CBD so that I can WFH, work from home.
Maybe I'll drop a little CBD in mine too.
It's a nice little nightcap.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
CBD sold separately.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need a refill, if you just want to try some of our popular goodies, the kit's available for you online, www.theblackabravado.com/shop.
And
information is down in the show notes.
It goes down.
We only have a handful, so if you want it, get it. And yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it for this week. We will chat with you all next week. Again, share it, follow us on Instagram, and bye.
Bye.